Welcome to the BSP only Phil TV show. I look like real shit this morning, man, because I just threw this sweatshirt I'm wearing. You know, don't ask. All right, so we're going to get your phone calls in for my BSPs this morning at 855-500-7445. That's 855-500-7445. That's our phone number to call and to do the do and the funky chicken too on this thing. And when you do call in, just hang tight, because what I'll do, man, is I will, answer the phones in due course. We'll try to get all of them on hold. Got some questions for you. We've given away 3 iPads. We are up to, yesterday's winner was Garrett, and I don't know if I announced that well or not. Garrett, maybe you don't even give a shit, which is, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't, but we do like to let people know who won. And we've given one to King Nut, and our first was Mumblix Grumpf and Garrett. So we'll find out who we have this morning here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show pre-show. Other things that we have developing on the program will be the whole Bundy Rancher thing, which I don't want to go off on anything, but apparently the guy said something about Negroes. And, you know, I used to think that Negro is one of those words like Chinaman, which is it's offensive. It's also a good comedy word, though. But when a white guy uses it, not in that context, and he's a fucking rancher from Nevada, you know, it's almost too good to be true. It's like, talk about life, not just so much life being art, but it's a parody that comes to life. So we'll talk a little bit about that. All right, let me go over now to our Listen Live people and find out what's up here, to our BSP pre-show people, and find out what's up here this morning. Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. And what is your username?
Atomic Ken.
Atomic Ken. I think I know you, man.
Yeah, I called a couple days ago, but I called too late.
Why, you dirty. No, it's okay. All right, Ken. Well, I'm glad you got through, man. Let me get over to my questions here. And I will do for you what I've done for others so much in the past. I'll give you a choice between a Vernon Dozier three-parter, these are all three parts, a Jay Sanos, a Vernon Dozier, or a Margaret Gray.
Try my luck with the Jay Santos.
Okay, Jay Santos is from what state?
Is it Buffalo, New York?
No, brother. No. In fact, there were two possible answers, because I have often referred to him as being from Western Pennsylvania, but he also has kind of a Baltimore accent, so Maryland.
Baltimore, yeah.
All right, man. You are the best. Thanks for calling, dude. Can you just keep right on pushing, man? You'll get here someday. You'll climb the mountain, dude. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to our pre-show. What's your username?
Copper29.
What is that again, sir?
Copper29.
Copper29?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I got a Vernon or a Margaret three-parter. Which would you like?
Margaret.
Okay, here we go. Margaret played what game with Frank before they were married? I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
While wearing no underwear.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
It's kind of a
you
big...
know what?
It was a big moment for them. They, I think this is where they decided... I think he asked her to marry him right after they did this.
I sound really familiar, but I really can't remember.
Don't know? They played Leapfrog.
I do remember.
They played Leapfrog. All right, dude, give it another shot tomorrow morning, okay? Thanks for calling, though. All right, brother.
Bye.
Good morning, and... let's see. Good morning. Welcome to the pre-show. What's your username? It is?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm looking just to get in line for the iPad.
You're on, man. You're on. What is the, what is your username?
Trigger Mouse.
Trigger Mouse?
Yeah.
That fucking rocks. I love that name. All right. This is a three-parter involving Vernon Dozier. All right?
Okay.
Part one, what pro football league did Vernon play in?
Okay, let me think. Pro football league, Vernon Dozier.
He played very briefly in a professional football league, played for like three different teams.
Oh, I got to know this. I've been listening since 92. I've got to know this.
Yeah.
Well, I love Vernon Dozier too, so let me think. What are the teams he played for?
You don't have to name the teams. Name the league.
League. Okay.
You probably, if you can't get this one, you probably won't get the next one. But nonetheless, I mean, give it a shot.
Okay. I cannot think of it for the life of me.
He played in Canada. He played in the Canadian League. He played for three teams in the Canadian League, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well.
Not a problem, dude.
All right, well, thanks for giving me the shot.
Thanks for, you call back again, man. Be good talking to you again. All right. So as you guys know, we've kind of, we've got three parters. So these now become two parters because I have here questions relative to the other characters that we just did, but we haven't asked the questions yet. So now I'll go back to Margaret, Jay, or Vernon. These are two-part questions now. So I'll go back to the phone calls. I'm actually explaining this to myself. You guys don't need to know this. Hello and welcome, and what is your username this morning?
Mudvayne God.
What is it again?
Sorry, Mudvayne God.
Mudvayne God, awesome. Okay, these are two-parters, Vernon, Jay, or Margaret. Which would you like?
I'll take Margaret.
Margaret went to what college?
Was it an Ivy League school?
Well, now, my lad, that would be sort of giving that away now, wouldn't it?
What's that?
I don't want to give you any more tips or hips or thips or this or that, you know.
Shoot, I'm going to go with... God, I want to say Princeton. I don't know.
Oh, dude, you know what? If I would have told you it was an Ivy League school, I probably would have been giving it away too much. At least the listeners would have revolted on me.
Right.
But you're right.
I want to say Ivy League. What?
You're right. It is an Ivy League school, but it was Penn, University of Pennsylvania. It's call back tomorrow, man. We got another one to give away. Thanks for calling us.
It.
All right, brother. Good morning. What is your username?
Hey, Phil. This is Uriel M. again.
From Tampa?
Yeah.
All right. Uriel. And your username is what?
Uriel M.
Uriel M. All right, Uriel.
I got
to clear these lines off a little bit more because you guys with the second chance. No, it's fine. All right. All right, I got a two-parter. Jay or Vernon?
All right.
They're two-parters, Jay or Vernon.
Okay, Let's do Vernon.
All right, Vernon. Now, I already asked what pro league did he play in, which we found out was Canada. What professional league did he coach in?
Well, he's a football coach.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Okay. What professional league?
What professional league did he coach in?
Well, would it be the NFL?
No, ma'am. Vernon coached in the USFL in its very short reign in the early 80s. He was a coach with the Boston Braves, a bunch of other teams, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you are cute, though. You're sneaking in here. You'll probably be here tomorrow, okay?
I will.
All right, cool. Awesome. We'll talk to you tomorrow, hon.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Good morning and welcome. And what is your username?
Pete Coretto.
Pete Coretto?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What did we do here, man? I've got a Vernon. I got one question for Vernon. I got a question left over. Jay Santos, two-parter. I'll tell you what. You want Vernon? You want Jay? Or do you want Margaret? With Vernon and Margaret, you got one question. With Jay, you have two.
Vernon all the way.
All right, dude. Here we go. Other than coaching football, name another subject that he teaches at Belmar Academy.
Is it?
No. You bloody fool. He's a social science teacher. He teaches health. He is also a history teacher. And he's also the senior class advisor.
He's a well-rounded man.
That remains to be seen. But good for thank you for calling anyway, man.
Thanks,
talk to you later. Bye-bye. Wow, huh? I'm having kind of a tough time here this morning doing the do. All right, so what have we got left? All right, I think Vernon is completely wiped out. With Jay, we have two questions left for Jay. And what is this? Margaret's. Oh, yeah. We've got two questions left for Jay. We got one question left for Margaret. And Vernon is completely wiped out this morning. Let's go to another phone call here. Good morning, and what is your username?
Hi, Metcalf C.
Metcalf C. Okay. Do you want a Margaret one-parter, or do you want a J two-parter?
Let's do J.
All right, here we go. J, other than Brigadier Admiral, name a rank, another rank, in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Like a sub-commander?
You got that one's right. And what is the Citizens Auxiliary Police about?
Saving lives.
It's about saving lives. God damn. I should have. You should have called earlier, man. We would have been done with this bullshit.
I called 56 times. First time I got through.
56 times. So it's Metcalf C?
Yes.
All right, Metcalf C, right now as we speak, there is an email that will be prepared and sent to you, and all of the things that you need to do what you got to do, will be told in there. And you've won yourself an iPad, man. Can you use it?
Or
are you going to give it to a younger relative?
Oh, heck no, I'm using it.
You got to sell it. Go to the flea market and sell it. No. awesome, awesome. What city are you calling from, man?
What's that?
What city are you calling from this morning?
I'm actually in Mission Viejo, but I used to live on Balboa Island, so I love the Balboa bar that you did.
Oh, yeah. Remember, what is the bar? Not the Jolly Roger. What's the Balboa Inn, right?
Yeah.
Balboa. Oh, my God.
But you always have somebody call up saying that they're getting a Balboa bar at one of the
Oh, yeah. Balboa bar at the pier. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this summer, man, we got to go down there and do that again. It's always fun. All right, dude. Thanks for calling Metcalf C. And your iPad's on the way, dude. And wait for that email, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. See you later, brother. Bye-bye. I recognize that guy's username. He's a longtime BSP, so I'm glad that he got in. And how about our friend Uriel there from Tampa? Okay. And then, all right, no. Woo! Fuck. All right. So Metcalf C is our winner this morning of the iPad. That is a sweet thing. Thank you all. And we'll do it again tomorrow. We have one more iPad to give away tomorrow to our BSPs as we conclude this Customer Appreciation Week for our all-access BSPs in advance of our Customer Appreciation Month, which is going to be next month in May. And we're going to have all kind of shit, you know. Excuse me. I don't know what we got lined. We got a bunch of really cool shit lined up for Customer Appreciation Month in May. This fucking Robin Mead, she's hot, you know. I'm not saying that I want to have sex with her because she's, God knows, she's married. And I just don't want to pollute my point of view. Oh, she's wearing pants, though. Are you kidding? They got her in pants this morning, and they actually did a shot that went like that. But what I'm saying is, I'm looking at her as a talent. She's phenomenal, man. I'm telling you right now, don't even fuck with me on this, because I know what I'm talking about, and she is the thang. All right, what do we want to do? We want to get over to our news this morning, which is what we are going to do. And to that end, we will take you to our camera 3, which is our news camera. Right now you're just looking at our show list, music list, and other stuff. I'm a little bit incredulous. I'm a little bit agog and aghast at some stuff this morning. We can debate these things, and that's okay. I don't personally give a shit one way or the other, but this guy Bundy in fucking Nevada, the New York Times has quoted him as saying the following phrase. It's rather interesting. He said, "Let me tell you what I know about the Negro." This is what this guy actually said, and he wasn't kidding. "Let me tell you what I know about the Negro." Now, to put that into context, imagine a black guy saying, "Let me tell you what I know about the Caucasian," and the Caucasian had at one time been property. Okay, so that's a lot of people that are listening right now, myself included. And if I had been a slave now, and let's say I'd just been property, "Well, Phil, you're free now," or "Young Phil," or "Brother Phil," or whatever they called me, you know, "you're free now, but let me tell you about the Caucasian, all right? And what the Caucasian does, now that you are a man and you can walk down a road without being shot, or at least we'd like to think, You need to act well within your whole thing. Oh, Jesus, here it is. Defiant rancher, blacks might have been better off as slaves. I'm telling you, this guy is worth his weight in fucking gold, man. Look at this more. Is this him? Now he's distancing himself from... Let me tell you something about these fucking militia types and these motherfuckers. God damn it. They're all the same. You want to talk about property and property rights? You know, there are ways of solving these disputes. When you pull a gun and you say, here's how it's going to be solved. I've got a weapon. What you're doing is one of two things. You're saying, okay, first of all, I know I can't win this fight, but I hope that the federal government opens fire because then I become a propaganda victor. And third, you have, or second, I forget which, you've decided to separate yourself from the United States as an entity proper. You are saying, I'm now in an armed standoff with the U.S. You're no longer a citizen so much as you are now a criminal. Now, I understand that because I've had a lot of commentary from people who hate cops, don't trust cops, think cops suck, think cops are shit, this, that, and something else. And I had a conversation with someone who was a longtime Facebook friend, and I dumped her fucking ass. And here's why. I had said, you know, look, I mean, I don't judge all cops any more than I judge all mothers. I said, you can't say that motherhood, you know, if you say to me that cops are bad because here's what they've done, I can say to you, mothers are bad because here's what they've done. And I said, and quite frankly, mothers are worse than cops because cops have to deal with the fallout that these motherfucking mothers, yes, I said motherfucking mothers, created with their bad parenting, right? Well, my God, that was the worst thing I could have said to this chick because she's got 900 kids and she just thinks she's the shit when it comes to motherhood and her mama taught her all this and how dare you, right? I said, God damn, don't people see their own hypocrisy? I mean, can't people see what, how... sort of much of a double standard they're living in. This guy, Bundy, who is much like that Duck Dynasty motherfucker that everybody was defending. I was having dinner with a friend of mine who was a Hispanic. And she was defending this fucking Duck Dynasty motherfucker. And I said, do you understand that what this guy said was, among other things, something along the lines of 15-year-old girls, this, that, something else. I had to really slowly and methodically kind of go through the step-by-step history of this piece of shit. I don't know whether or not, I'm not looking to, you know, whether I convinced anybody, but for Christ all fucking mighty. All right, so anyway, that's Clive Bundy, rancher. Clive Bundy, rancher. U.S. cracks down on e-cigarettes. I guess we'll have Jay Santos in here on that one. And then the other thing I was going to talk about this, but I'm not really going to talk about this because Margaret would jump my fucking ass. I have to say, I'm pretty stupid. I mean, God knows I'm dumb, you know. I remember my dad, my dear old father said this to me, and it was... my dear old father said this to me. He said, swear to God, he said this. Now, let me tell you something else, Philip. These women are smarter than us, you know. So, in other words, watch out for women. You know, my dad was married three times, and he fucked up about as good as you can fuck up, you know, when it came to the world of women. But I mean, I'm a close fucking second behind his ass. One of the things he used to say is that, you know, watch out for these women because they're smarter than us. Look at this guy, man. This is a whole Russia thing that's happening. This fucking thing is a clusterfuck. Well, I wanted to say on the show, or maybe here in the pre-show, or maybe not at all, I don't know. I will tell you this. I am, you know, I got to get out of the business. I don't want anybody, I don't want any female. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't want any female thinking that I'm a guy that you can go out with because I'm a good guy to go out with because, you know, I can help you with your career. I'm not saying that, and this doesn't apply to all women. This only applies to the women that it applies to. I mean, I don't know who they might be, but if they're listening or watching, fine. I have to say this, and I don't mean any offense by it. I'm not interested in helping anybody's fucking career. I don't mean that I don't care about people's success, but when I get off the air, I'm off the air. I'm done with work, and I want to enjoy my life. And if some woman is you know, saying yes to my offer of dinner, or is out with me socially because she thinks that Phil Hendry is going to somehow be a faster track to career success, forget it. Just fucking forget it. You know? I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm not going to waste my fucking time, you know, and I ain't all that. I mean, believe me when I tell you, it's all I can do to hold on to the fucking contacts I got. Believe me, if I've got fucking heavyweight Hollywood contacts, they're all mine. You know, I know the people I know, and I'm not sharing. The only way that works is if, say, you get married or you're friends with somebody for a long, long time and you've been out socially with them and you've gone to some parties with them and you say, well, here is my friend so-and-so, and she does this or that. That, you know, great. But, I mean, fuck. It just, I would say that because I've had females get really fucking upset when I sort of just said to them, I'm not here to help. I can't, you know, I don't want to do that, and I'm not going to do that. And I'm really about me. I'm not about you. I'm about, as far as career goes, it's about my fucking career and what I'm doing. I mean, we can talk about your career if you want, but I'm not going to be, you know, and I've had them get like fucking pissed off at me. So I don't, you know, I don't know if this is making any sense. It's barely making any sense to me, but I'm just not in that business. There's a very simple reason why, and you probably have already guessed at it. Number one, you don't want to be used by people. Number two, I don't want to goddamn work when I'm not working. I'm not working 24/7. I don't want to talk about business 24/7. I don't give a fuck. You know, I love what I do. But if you're going to sit down and talk fucking business with some motherfucker who all they want is to, you know, sort of drain my brain of whatever they think they can get out of it. And believe me when I tell you, I can tell you everything that I know, but there's a difference between knowing the shit I know and putting it into practice or being able to execute. You know, we all know this. It's the same as in any profession. But I, you know, that really kind of upset me. And it upset me from this standpoint. It was like I was doing something wrong, you know. You what? No, well, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to. And just boom. Searchers face tough choices and hunt for MH370. We have to follow through on this. We can't let go of this story. This is a story that must be told. I think it's possible that we'll never find out what happened. It's possible no one gives a shit. I personally think it's an astounding story, man. Excuse me, I belched. Wait a minute, man. I think I fucked the printing up on this thing.
Phil,
what do you want, Margaret?
What do you want, Margaret? Never mind.
Jesus, Henry, can't you have...
Are you talking about me?
Am I talking about you what?
In the career, because you know that I don't need you.
No, I'm not talking about you, no. Have we been out to dinner socially?
Yes, with Frank.
No, I mean you and I.
Of course we have not. You gotta be putting me on with that one.
No, you're right, Margaret.
That Mr. Henry would never ask you out in a billion years.
Well, you little...
You missed me, you missed me, you missed me, you missed me. That didn't miss.
I didn't think it did.
Let me see here. One, two, two. I gotta tell you something, though, man. So that's the thing, you know? And this chick gets all fucking bent out of shape, this, that. She didn't get all bent out of shape, I should say that. She just, all of a sudden... we go from being friends to just abject enemies. And it wasn't me. I wasn't angry. And how quickly people will just begin the insults, too. It's beyond belief, man. I mean, you go from being their hero to just the biggest jerk that ever walked. I love the word jerk. Women think the word jerk is a real insult, I guess. To women, the word jerk is an insult. To guys, it's kind of an amusing word, you know.
You're just a jerk.
Right.
You mean that doesn't hurt you?
No, it's really kind of jerk is, I mean, I use my hand. Is that kind of jerk?
Oh, God. Yeah, uh-huh. That's probably what you're doing, jerking off.
Right. You're right. You're right about that. I don't deny that at all.
Yeah. Probably jerk off because you can't get any women.
Yeah, that's true, too. You know, so far you're batting 1,000, baby.
Maybe if you treated women better.
Maybe if I treated women better. You mean pay them? That's about as best. There's only one step above how good I treat women that I can go to now. I mean, I treat them so good. The only other thing I can do is just write them a check at the end of the night. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sure. Maybe the ones you go out with. The whores.
Yeah, well, not yet, but I'm thinking about it. And then the click of the tongue, you know.
I can help you with your business. I can help you with you.
Oh, Jesus. I remember the line from that kid in the movie Mate Wand, where the miners are on strike and they're getting their ass kicked. They're getting beat up by the company man. They're getting shut out of their jobs. They're starving. It's brutal in this movie Mate Wand. You got to see it. It's a John Sayles movie. Brilliant movie with all of the great Bob Gunton's in it. Chris Cooper's in it. It's a great film. He says, we've had the people coming up here trying to help us. You know, this young kid, he says, we got people coming up here trying to help us with the company, man. We got people coming up here trying. He says we've had all the help we can stand, man. Because they're just getting their ass. Every time somebody comes in to try to help them, there's a new problem. What? Obama says PACT obliges U.S. to protect Japan in island fight. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of these people that supported Obama think that he was just going to go be president and throw out all the rules. Now, The conservative Tea Party people, they're stupid, so they don't even understand. They don't even approach the level of being to fucking understand and shit. I don't, you know, you got to be kidding me, man. If you're going to jump on Obama about the executive decision bullshit, you've got to be open-minded enough to say that this is something presidents use many times politically, but it is certainly not extra legal. If it were, then I'm sure many of the brilliant people we have in Congress would have filed their little fucking lawsuits by now and challenged it in front of the courts and so on and so forth. All right. So, yeah, it's pretty nuts. It's pretty nuts. Fire continues, Wyoming. Hillary Clinton, Ukraine, outcome, bad one for Putin. Well, let's just wait and see. Oklahoma executions upheld amid drug secrecy row. The battle over gun policy, old fight, new strategies. Polls show tight Senate race in southern states. Massive recall expenses slash General Motors first quarter profits. Ronald McDonald gets new style makeover. U.S. stocks waver. Apple rallies. Wall Street wavers amid earnings deluge. Verizon quarter one income up on wireless home internet sales. The cost of internet fast lanes. iPhone sales drive strong Apple earnings. Extra, extra. Facebook launches real-time news wire. Facebook buys, moves, exercises. Who gives a fuck? Meg Ryan casts in How I Met Your Mother spinoff. This is for TV. Meg Ryan's going to be in TV.
Is Meg Ryan going to be? Meg Ryan going to be in TV?
All right, let's get ready. Good morning and welcome to our tune-in. And to our Listen Live listeners, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here at philhendryshow.com. We're about ready to launch the show, as we do each and every morning. I want to congratulate the winner of our iPad this morning. That was Metcalf C. That cat, long-time cat, you know, that I know and love and can't live without. So, without further ado, a good morning to you. 'Tis the Phil Hendry Show.